Welcome, everybody, to our today's session. And as you can see, Sayado is here today, and he will start and give a Metta Dhamma talk. So please.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa.
Today is Saturday. It's the 21st of January
2023.
So Sayado is giving a talk in this Metta meditation retreat. It's the sixth day of the retreat. And today, Sayado will explain to the foreign Metta meditators the nature of Metta, of loving kindness.
Metta zora tadwaro ye kaunju chanda apyabya gu lulare tabo shire.
The nature of Metta is the wish for the well-being and happiness of all living beings. So it's the wish that every living being has enough to eat or suitable food, that every living being has enough or suitable clothing. Or it's the wish that living beings have a suitable place to live, or it's the wish that living beings are healthy. This is the nature of Metta. So it's the wish that everything will be complete or all right in their lives. The Buddha said that Metta, or this mental state called Metta, is like the mental state of a mother. A mother wants that her children have enough suitable food, that they have enough or suitable clothes to wear. She wants that her children have a good place to stay, to live, and she wants that they are healthy. And Metta is likewise. And it's not only human beings that have this mental state like a mother has. It's also found in animals. So Sayado wants to relate a story, an example that he himself has encountered. So in his village, Sayado facilitated the establishment of a hospital. And because he had something to do there, to take care of some matters, he was there at the hospital. And near to the hospital, there was a dog who had given birth to two puppies.
ေးသွားတယ
် But after 3 days one of these little puppies died
အဲ့ဒီကမိခင်ခွေးမကြီးဟာနေရောညပါငိုနေရှာတယ
် And when one of her puppies had died the mother dog she cried during day and night
ကျန်ခွင်းတန်းငယ်လေးတကောင်အတွက်လဲအသက်နဲ့လဲပြီးစောင့်ရှောက်နေတာကိုတွေ့ရတယ
် And Sayada could watch how she was taking care of the other puppy that was still alive
သူခွင်းငယ်လေးနားဆိုရင်ဘယ်လူဘယ်ခွေးဘယ်တတ်တော်ကိုမှအလားမခံဘူးအကတ်မခံဘူ
း And the mother dog made sure that nobody came close to her puppy neither human beings nor other dogs or animals
to go ta nge le za nai taw nai ne a kha pa won jin dot daw ne ga jwe le ri nyet kle ri ko sha phwe kai tat bi yu la de
and when her puppy had grown a little bit and was able to eat the mother dog went into the forest into the fields and wasearching for food, catching little animals or birds, and bringing them home to her puppy. So then he fed her puppy. Or else she would search other kinds of food and carry it home.
ကိုယ်တော်ငယ်လေးနာရောက်မှာပဲအန်ချပြီးတော့ကြွေးမွေးနေတာကိုတွေ့ရတယ်
။ And Sayada could watch how the mother dog then kind of vomited the food she had to give it to her puppy.
သူကိုယ်တော်ငယ်လေးစားသုံးနေတဲ့အချိန်မှာအနာကနေပြီးတော့စောင့်နေတယ်
။ So the mother dog was always taking care of her puppy.
အချာခွေးတွေလာလို့ရှိရင်အလုံးကိုလိုက်ကပ်ပြတယ
် When other dogs wanted to come near she was defending her puppy and chasing them away or biting them
ဒီနေ့မှာဘုန်းကြီးသူချီးလာတဲ့ကျက်ပေါက်စာလေးတကောင်ကိုလမ်းကနေပြီးတော့စီးပြီးလှူတယ်မရဘူးမပေးဘူ
းOne day, Sayada watched how she would not let loose or she would not give a little chicken that the mother dog had caught. So she made sure she could bring it back to her little puppy. So this is an example.Of a mother's metta for her children, an example from the realm of animals. So, when we engage in the metta meditation practice andthis you are doing right now. So it's the cultivation of this benevolent state of mind, the cultivation of kindness in one's own heart and mind to cultivate this benevolent wish for the well-being of others.
To mindadaya ko bwamyan do yogi ha,အပြစ်ကိုပယ်ရှားပြီးတော့ကောင်းကွက်ကိုသာရှာ၍ပွားကြရမယ်
။ And when we cultivate metta, we have to look at the good side. We should not look at the bad side, or we should not look for faults.
ဓမ္မသာမေတ္တာစိတ်ဖြစ်ပွားပြီးတော့မေတ္တာရဲ့အကျိုးတရားများကိုခံစားကြရမှာဖြစ်ပြီးတယ်
။ In this way, the...power of metta, the power of metta will become stronger and the negativity will diminish.
အဘောဂံပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ရဲ့အပြစ်ကူတာရှားပြီးနေမယ်ကြည်ပြီးနေမယ်ဆိုလို့ရှင်တော့မေတ္တာပွားလို့လည်းမရဘူးမေတ္တာစိတ်လည်းမဖြစ်နိုင်ဘူ
း If we look at the faults of the person who is the object of our metta meditation then it's barely possible to cultivate metta for this person and metta will also not really arise in one's heart and mind
ဒေါသတရားတွေပဲဖြစ်ပေါ်နေမှာသိကြတယ်
So it's pretty sure that only dosa, anger, aversion, ill will then will arise.
Metta daya ne dosa daya ga yin ne mi ala tabawa daya chin longwa chana ba de.
So the mental state of metta and dosa they are completely different. They are as different as there are water and fire.
Dosa,
anger, aversion, has the habit of looking for the faults. And metta has the habit of looking at the good side of the good qualities. Dosa, aversion, hatred,is like a fire. It's hot, burning. And metta is like a fresh spring, the fresh water coming out of a spring. Dosa is rough and harsh, hot and burning.Metta is soft and gentle, it's calm and peaceful. Dosa is destructive, it's a destroyer.
Dosa shita, sangyuanya ga alung pyabhyajaya mita phi.
If one acts based on dosa, thenEverything gets destroyed.
Metta daya ga ti sao pyu pyin tat de apyu thama phit de.
And this will destroy the metta.
Aya ya go kaung aung phan sin tat de phan sin shin phit de.
So it's like a creator that creates things.
Metta siddha sao ywe nya ma aya ya to de ji bwa ma phit ba de.
If one acts based on metta, loving kindness, then that is beneficial and leads to progress. Really, metta is our friend. And dosa, anger, aversion, it's our enemy.
ဒီဘာချမ်းသာလူသူတိုင်းဟာဒေါသရန်သူကိုရှောင်ရှားပြီးမေတ္တာမိတ်ကောင်းဆွေကောင်းကိုသာပေါင်းတင်ကြရမှာဖြစ်တယ်
။ All those who want to live happily and peacefully need to avoid the destructive force of dosa and need to search for metta as their companion and good friend.
ဒါကြောင့်မေတ္တာယောဂီဟာဒေါသကိုမိမိနှလုံးသားမှာမေတ္တာနဲ့ခေါ်ထုတ်ပြီးမိမိရဲ့နှလုံးသားကိုမေတ္တာနဲ့စေရင်ထားဖို့ကြိုးစားကြရမယ်
။ So as metta meditators, we should replace dosa in our heart and mind by the quality of metta, of kindness, benevolence.
လောကလူတယောက်မှာကောင်းတာရှိသလိုမကောင်းတာဆိုတာလည်းရှိတယ
်။ When we look at people out there in the world, in each person we can find that they have their good sides and that they have their bad sides.
အစိုးကြီးမဖြစ်နိုင်ပါဘူး
။ There is never only bad things in a person.
သူတို့အကောင်းကြီးလည်းမဖြစ်နိုင်ဘူးပေါ့။
And also that somebody has only good things is also not there. It's all the time that there is a combination of good and bad sides.
တချို့လူသားကကာယကံကိုအမှုရာကောင်းမွန်လေဝစီကံနှုတ်အပြောဆိုမကောင်းဘူးကြမ်းတမ်းတယ
် Sometimes we can find people whose physical actions are good but their speech is bad
မနောကံစိတ်မူရာကလည်းရုပ်မာတယ်စိတ်ပုတ်စိတ်ယုတ်ရှိတယ
် or that their mental stateis bad or full of negativity.
တချို့လူသားကြတော့ဝစီကံနှုတ်အပြောနုညံ့တယ်အပြောကောင်းတယ
် In some people we find that their speech is good, that they use gentle and good speech.
သို့သောကာယကံကိုယ်အမူအရာကကြမ်းတမ်းတယ်မနောကံစိတ်အမူအရာကလည်းရုပ်မာတယ်စိတ်ပုတ်စိတ်ယုတ်ရှိတယ်
But then their physical actions are rough and harsh, and also their mental state is harsh and rough.
တချို့လူသားကြတော့မနောကံစိတ်အမူအရာကောင်းနေစိတ်ကောင်းနှလုံးကောင်းရှိတယ်တနာကျင်လာတတ်တယ
် And some people their mental state, their mental attitude is good and gentleThey are kind and compassionate.
But however,
their physical actions can be harsh and rough, and also their speech can be harsh, rough.
To get to see, ma, to do go meet up with the kong kwek go da sha ji bi lo meet up with me.
So when we called.Metta, loving kindness, we should always look at the good sides of a person. We should not look at the faults or the bad sides of a person when we cultivate metta.
Dhammada metta se phime, metta ye ajodaya mya go le yasi khanza ya ma phit par le.
So in this way, metta.Will arise in our heart and mind, it will become strong, and in this way we can also experience the benefit of metta.
Upama, Nuyaka Nebhurema, Kiyidwada Yaujaha, Ye Mutte Salam Biro Nere.
For example, imagine a person is walking from one place to another.In the hot season, so it's very hot, and this person is thirsty. So he's looking for water. And so, looking for water, then after a while, this person comes to a pond. So then he goes down into the water. There is water, but at the surface of the pond, there is a layer of algae. And so this person, the man who went into the water,He removes the algae with his hands and then drinks the water. So then he could quench his thirst, and with this he could continue his journey and finally arrive at his destination.
ကံရည်သာသူခီးသွားယောက်ျားရေမော်တို့ကိုပြစ်ရှာရန်လုတ်ပြီးရေကိုမတော့သုံးပဲခီးဆက်သွားပါကလန်ကီမှာပဲရေငတ်ပြီးသေဆုံးနိုင်ပါလေ
However if This man had not removed the algae from the surface of the water and just thought, well, it's dirty water. So if he had not drunk water, then he would have stayed very thirsty and he might have even died.
Eri upama lo be metta yogi di ha metta yogi ha abhagam puggu ye apje anasa rwe ko pe sha pi lo kaung ne agwa ko da chi bi metta ma bwa ga yin metta ye ma taw thong ya be ku long sin ye mu le ne da chung ya me.
So likewise, metta meditators should not look for the faults, should not look at the bad sides, the bad qualities of the person who is the object of the metta meditation, but look at the good side. So in this way, remove that the faults, but look at the good sides, and in this way, cultivate metta towards this person. So when we cultivate metta, especially at the beginning, one must try, or one must make a little effort to cultivate the metta for this person. So one should patiently and perseveringly continue with the cultivation of metta, and in this way gradually the quality of metta will arise in one's heart and mind. And so then, when metta has arisen in one's heart and mind, then with that, one's heart and mind becomes calm and peaceful. Why is this so? Because metta has the quality of peacefulness. And so because metta has the nature of being peaceful, this results that the heart and the mind becomes peaceful. And so when the mind is calm, peaceful, serene, so this also will make the heart or the body calm and peaceful. And with a peaceful, calm heart, then the blood that is pumped through the heart will also become peaceful. And so the blood that is pumped through the heart with about 70 beats per minute, so then this peaceful blood will be pumped out of the heart into the body. And so then, this will make the mind, the heart, and the body of the metta meditators peaceful. And later on, when the power of metta becomes stronger, then piti, rapture, can arise and pervade the whole body. And it can be experienced as if there are waves in an ocean going being felt in the body.
အဲ့လိုဖြင့်ဆက်လက်ပြီးတော့ကြိုးစားပွားများထုတ်တဲ့အခါမေတ္တာအားကောင်းလာတယ
်. And if one continues in this way with the practice, then the power of metta will become strong.
မေတ္တာပုံမှုအားကောင်းလာတဲ့အခါကျတော့မိမိငြိမ်းချမ်းသာရုံမကတော့ဘူး.မိမိပတ်ဝန်းကျင်အနီးမှာရှိတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တော်ဝါတွေလည်းကုမေတ္တာကြောင့်ငြိမ်းချမ်းသာလာတယ်.
And so when the power of metta becomes really strong and powerful, then not only we ourselves will feel peaceful and calm, but it will also be felt by other beings in one's environment or beings who are nearby us.
မိမိရဲ့မေတ္တာအားကောင်းလေဘဝကျင်တရားတွေပါငြိလေမိမိမေတ္တာအားကောင်းလေ
So the more powerful and the stronger our metta is, the more peaceful we are, the more peaceful will the living beings around us be, the more peaceful will the beings in our environment be.
အဓိကမှာမေတ္တာခြင်းဘယ်လိုဖြစ်လာလဲဆိုတော့အလွန်အယိတ်အာဝါဒကောင်းတဲ့တစ်ပင်ကြီးလိုဖြစ်လာတယ
်။ And so then the metta meditator will become like a big tree with many leaves.
တစ်ပင်ကြီးတစ်ပင်ကအလွန်အယိတ်အာဝါဒကောင်းအလွန်ကြီးမားတဲ့အခါကျတော့ဒီတစ်ပင်အောင်မှလာပြီးခိုနားတဲ့တတ္တဝါတိုင်းတတ္တဝါတိုင်းကို
So a big tree with many leaves provides a big area, provides a space of shadow, a cool shadow under the tree. And so all the living beings who come to rest in the shade of this big tree, so this is like...The living beings experiencing the power of metta of a person who has strong metta. Sayadaw likes this very much. So Sayadaw is trying to become like this big tree, providing a lot of shade.
Mimi yei ko la bi khu na ne poggo dai ko.
He wants to give a lot of this peacefulness to living beings who come to him. He wants to give happiness and peacefulness to all living beings. And so, in this way, we all should continue with our practice.
Hello, yogi mya le, adi dibinyi lu, metta shin piyao, jyuta ja ba.
So, all of you, metta yogis, try to become like a big shady tree for the benefit of living beings.
Padamaro, ku nye chanda ya ma bo.
So, first of all, we need to experience the peacefulness.
ဒုတိယကကိုအမိပြုနေတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တွေကိုပတ်ဝန်းကျင်ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တွေငြိမ်းချမ်းသာအောင်ကြိုးစားရမယ်
။ And then we continue so that this peacefulness will be radiated into our environment to the people, the living beings near us.
မိမိကြောင့်ဘသူမှကိုဆင်းရဲခြင်းဆင်းရဲခြင်း
So we should try that we do not create any suffering or misery to anybody.
တဏ္ဍာယအလုံးသတ္တဝါတွေအစသာရာအစဉ်ပြေအောင်ဒီကြိုးစားနိုင်ကြအောင်ကြိုးစားရအောင်အလုံးသတ္တဝါတွေအစဉ်ပြေသည့်အထိကြိုးစားတင်လေကြိုးစားကြပါ
So try to continue with your practice until you have this pure benevolent wish that all living beings may live in peace and happiness.
That's why, Guru Ji, the metta jhāng, ālong tattvāre, kuyo sīpā, nyīyī chāntā jābāsī.
So, based on our metta, may all living beings be happy and peaceful in both body and mind.
Ālong metta yogi miyāle, And
all of you metta yogis, may you be well, happy and peaceful in both body and mind.
And
Sayadaw invites you, if you have the chance, to come here to the Chamye Myain Meditation Center near Biunlin in Myanmar.
Okay.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
That's what I said.
So then, we will continue. Now going into our silent meditation practice, metta meditation. And yesterday, Ayaviranyani has introduced the dear person or a close friend, cultivating metta for a person we feel very close to, a person who is very dear to us. This can be a very close, dear friend. It can be a person from our family or relatives that we feel very close to, a person that is very dear to us. And Ayaviranyani has stressed the fact that to begin with this category, it should be a person with whom the relationship is going well, that there is not a difficult issue in regard to this person, because that might interfere with the cultivation of metta. And what we also should consider is the fact that it would be good if that person has no big problem in their lives, no issue around their health, you know, not being severely sick, that this person should not have to deal with financial problems, or that there is no difficulty in their relationship with their partner. Because we are close to this person, we might know, you know, about this challenge, this problem of the person. And of course, you know, we feel with that person, but very often then the mind goes to worry, you know, about their sickness, their treatment. Will the person get healthy again? Or seeing how much this person is physically suffering. or you know, with financial problems, how much this person is struggling, and we worry about it, and so on. And when the metta is not yet enough deeply rooted in our heart and mind, it's very easy that the mind is drawn to the worry or feeling sad about, you know, that problem. So that's why, as best as you can, avoid a person with such a big challenge and choose a person, you know, whose life is going relatively well and smooth. Because, you know, later on we can take such a person as the object, but right now, if the metta is not yet strong enough, then it will become difficult, it will become a struggle. And we rather want to have kind of an easy person so that we can really deepen the metta, to make it stronger, to root it more deeply in our heart and mind. So then, as we go into the meditation, settle on your place, settle into your meditation posture, sitting, or if that is too big a challenge, lying, posture that is relatively comfortable for you. And so take a few moments just to feel your body as it is sitting or lying. Notice the sensations in the body. And you may also take notice of the state of mind. And begin the metta meditation practice. We start with a person for whom it's easy to cultivate the metta. This might be yourself, it might be one of the benefactors, or it might be the dear person that you chose yesterday. So to facilitate an easy start into the metta meditation, it's always good to start with a person for whom it's kind of easy to connect and to cultivate loving kindness. Once you have chosen the person, try to get the sense of this person, pick your metta wish, and then softly, gently start to cultivate a loving, kind, and friendly attitude in your heart and mind towards this person. For example, may my teacher be well, happy, and peaceful. or may Sayadaw be at ease and in peace. Or may I be safe and protected. Now we go to the second dear person. So take a few moments to decide who this dear person, close friend is, whom you choose as the object for your metta meditation. And then, when you've decided, bring this person up in your mind. There might be a mental picture of this person, or remembering a situation when you were together with this person. Or maybe it's just a felt sense of this person. And you may also take some moments to reflect upon the good side, the good qualities of this person. And then with this, with your metta wish, start cultivating thoughts of kindness and benevolence towards this person. by gently, softly repeating this metta wish. For example, may my friend be safe and protected. Or may my brother live at ease and in peace. So with your close friend, dear person, and your metta wish, simply continue the practice, the cultivation of kindness in your heart and mind with that person as the object of your meditation. Sometimes the practice can be difficult, or we think we are getting stuck, or it can be very challenging, being drawn into negativity for whatever reason this may be. And although we try to the best of our ability to cultivate the metta, to continue the practice, somehow, you know, it just feels like a struggle, or then we get disappointed and disheartened. So in that case, we can simply go back to a person for whom it's easy to cultivate metta. That can be ourselves, or this can be a benefactor, a teacher, or one of our dear friends, close persons. So take refuge in the cultivation of metta to a person for whom it's easy, where we can easily connect and wholeheartedly wish this person to be happy and well, and so on. And then we stay there until the heart and the mind has calmed down, until the negativity has gone, dissolved. And when we are ready, then we can go back to the person we had originally chosen for our meditation session. With this, we end our silent metta meditation. And so for the next 24 hours, continuing our practice with the second dear person or close friend, especially in the formal sitting and walking or lying meditations, in or during activities throughout the day, you may keep or stick to this person, or it may be a bit more free-flowing practice just to cultivate metta for, you know, the persons in your house or the apartment block where you live, or to everybody in the neighborhood, or to the birds singing out in the garden, or if you see an aeroplane up in the sky, metta for all the people in the aeroplane, wishing them a safe, smooth journey. So in this way, you know, whenever we remember, we can occupy the mind with kindness, friendliness, and cultivate it, make it stronger, and express it with our speech, with our physical actions. You know what I've said during the meditation, if the practice becomes really a struggle, if it's not going well, if you lose yourself in negativity, for whatever reason that is, so you may also always go back to an easy person. And then, after the mind has calmed down and metta has been established again, go back to that person. And my teacher, Sayadaw Ujanaka, with him I practiced first when I came to Burma. It was him who ordained me as a nun. So he called that shuttling back and forth. You know, shuttling back and forth between, you know, the person you have chosen, in this case, a dear person, but when the practice becomes too difficult, too much of a struggle, then you may shuttle back to a person for whom it's easy, and then go back to that person. And maybe after some time, again, it becomes a struggle, then you may shuttle back. So, you know, like you take a shuttle in the airport from terminal A to terminal B, or the shuttle from the airport into downtown. So in this way, shuttle between persons. And, you know, sometimes the mind can really be naughty and not wanting to cultivate metta, you know, and just everything is... So then what can help, and this I have learned from Merlin, who is my friend's dog. I live with Therese, who has a golden retriever. And, you know, sometimes those who have a dog, you know, sometimes a dog just stands there and shakes itself for, you know, a little while. And, you know, it's like shaking off everything, you know, negativity, what is not good, kind of a reset. And afterwards, yeah, okay, it's fine, or at least better than before. So then with this, I hand over to Ivy Ranyani for the questions and then the metta chants.
Who has questions this morning, afternoon, evening? Please feel free. Do not be shy. This is a remarkably quiet group as far as the questions are concerned. And yes, I'm sure there are questions. So please. Okay, here's Lisa. Sorry.
Yes, hello, Lisa. Please go ahead.
Good morning. At the moment, most problem I have is that I'm very, very tired because of treatments I have to do, and my focusing is also not so high because I really fell asleep. So in that, what can I do? Just going to sleep, or it's really interesting to observe how the mind is really getting away.
Yeah, when the body is struggling with something, you can't force it not to struggle with something.
Mm-hmm.
There are conditions that sometimes make the practice really difficult. So if you need to sleep, just sleep. And if that happens to be in the middle of a meditation session, it can be very interesting to see how far you can connect with the metta before the sleep takes over.
Mm-hmm.
And to see how quickly it comes back when you wake up. And so to play with that edge when the mind goes in and out of consciousness, where does the metta disappear? Where does it come back?
Okay, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. In your case, you know, sleep, it's not just a habit pattern of dozing off. There's actually something physically going on that you need to allow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So use that as a different form of metta practice to see how you can stay connected with that if the body just needs to rest.
Mm-hmm.
Experiment with that, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And with drowsiness in general, if there's nothing in the background going on to cause it, there are, of course, ways of bringing brightness into the mind. And none of this should be done by force, but simply as a means to lift the energy so you can say the phrase more frequently or a little more lightly, more staccato. You can pull on your earlobes. This is something that's said in the text, and it really works. If you're really drowsy, pinching your earlobes wakes you up. You can stand up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And those are things you can do if there's no background need for rest. If there's nothing physical going on and there's just drowsiness because maybe you just ate lunch. That's a different condition than what you're describing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Mary, please. Mary, you need to unmute yourself. Mary, I don't know about anybody else, but I cannot hear you. Yeah, Mary, if you can please go to your... and make sure you are connected to audio.
You sent a message saying that she can't control the Zoom tonight.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Mary, one thing you can do, if the question is brief, you can type it as a message. And in the meantime, is there anyone else?
I have a question. Oh. Is that okay? Or is just first question of Marie?
I'll take your question, Witzke, and then I will take Mary's.
Okay. I'm struggling with pain in the body. Yesterday, I woke up with some back pain, and in the morning I went for a walk on the hill, and my SE joint in the hip, there's a lot of pain in it. So Jerome is helping me moving yesterday and today. But I find it very difficult, because when I move or sit too long, or to keep the metta going, because the pain is in the foreground a lot of the times. So what to do?
Yeah. Really good question. First, please know you can lie down with your feet flat on the floor and your knees bent. There's nothing wrong with practicing lying down. If there's no way for you to hold the body so that pain is not present, that makes metta very difficult. And what I would personally do in that situation, and see how it works for you, is to just radiate metta gently to yourself. Hold the pain as well as the response to the pain, kindness.
Thank you.
So Mary's question is this, a word that sounds like daughter. Well, not with my American accent, but I believe you probably mean dosa, Mary. And dosa is the Pali word meaning aversion, ill will, irritation. It's a word with many meanings. It basically means a mind state that pushes things away or moves away from things. So fear is actually a form also of dosa. And it's the polar opposite of metta, of loving kindness. So when Saito was talking today, he was speaking of the spirit of metta being cool and peaceful, and the spirit of dosa being rough and harsh and seeing the negativity of and dwelling there. That was a good part of his talk today. He was talking about the difference between metta and aversion or ill will. Thank you, Mary. Maybe one more question. There is one. Yes, please, Judith.
Maybe it is not a question that you can answer today altogether, but I am very curious to find out what metta has brought to you, both of you, in terms of, I don't know, I'm curious because I think it might strengthen my desire if I can find out what it brought to you personally. And like I say, it might be a short answer, a long answer, it doesn't have to be today, but somewhere I would like to find out.
Thank you, Judith. And quite honestly, we're not the best persons to ask that question of. You better ask our friends. So you could ask Aria about me and me about her. That's sort of a joke.
But, oh, okay.
Yes, you're right. It's a really longer answer. And I could speak to that for quite a long time when it's done. All good. And how much work is left to do. Yeah.
So maybe we could take that on as a joint talk at some point. So please, let's go to the chanting. And I want to begin today with the English version of the Metta Sutta. This is a lovely chant, and it's familiar to most of us at this point. Part of the wonderful thing about chanting is it allows us to memorize a piece of text relatively easily, much more easily than without a melody or a rhythm. And so to know that you're chanting this and learning the words of this sutta, even though in translation, and even though, quite honestly, this particular translation could be better, the essence is still there. And there's a great power to having learned this. So don't make effort to learn it, but just the more you chant it, the more you remember it. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties, and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm, and wise and skillful, not proud or demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety. May all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great and the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another, or despise any being in any state. Let none, through anger or ill will, wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child. So with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the sky and downwards to the depths, outward and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will. Whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being free from sense desire, is not born again into this world. Now staying with the English, going to page 7, the reflections on universal well-being. May I abide in well-being, in freedom from affliction, in freedom from hostility, in freedom from ill will, in freedom from anxiety, and may I maintain well-being in myself. May everyone abide in well-being, in freedom from hostility, in freedom from ill will, in freedom from anxiety, and may they maintain well-being in themselves. May all beings be released from all suffering, and may they not be parted from the good fortune they have attained. When they act upon intention, all beings are the owners of their action and inherit its result. Their future is born from such action, companion to such action, and its results will be their home. All actions with intention, be they skillful or harmful, of such acts, they will be the end. And now going to page 3, and we'll repeat the top of the phrase, the page once, and the bottom 3 times. Alon tatuadwe chanma jabaze chanda jabaze. Kosi ekin jabaze, seisi ekin jabaze, asasa, ayaya, asempie jabaze. Amya, 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 yudo bucha bakolo, sadu, sadu, sadu. Amya. Amya, amya, yudo bucha bakolo, sadu, sadu, sadu. Amya, 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 yudo bucha bakolo, sadu, sadu, sadu.